Good morning, guys. Kat Kabira here with some wild hair going on. I am really curious about your relationship with what you wear. I am actually in the middle of unpacking and packing after being on tour. And my favorite thing actually is to get rid of things. And that for me, it's like as my vibe is changing, I feel like there'll be a shedding of things. And it's less about my body size, though that does shapeshift, but more about like the vibe, you know, and certain clothes contain energy. So sometimes it's like if I'd had a certain experience, you know, and in wearing certain clothes, like I won't want to wear those again, or that represented a certain time of my life. And also the attitude that we have towards ourselves when we wear something, is it kind of, you're like, I'm hot no matter what, when I wear it, or it's like my favorite comfy clothes, or is it something where it's like, I have to be a certain way in order to pull this off? And, you know, my fascination, you know, just because of my own history, with anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, you know, constantly dieting, and also really, you know, like, what does it mean to be feminine? What does it mean to be a woman? Looking at, you know, the relationship with clothes, and I was catching myself as I was trying certain clothes on. It's like certain ones, it's like the color just makes me happy, right? Or like the color just nails it. Or, okay, like that one little black shirt, like don't usually wear it, but there's a certain mood that I'll be in and I gotta wear that. But that there was like a certain like yoga outfit that I keep on hand. I never wear it, but, you know, just in case, but also because someone else said that I looked really good in it, but I would have to be a certain way in order to feel good in it. And I was thinking about, you know, especially as I'm working with a lot of people with anorexia and, you know, what I'm what they're discovering, you know, and what my discovery was, it wasn't about food and my body. You know, the healing from my eating disorder was, do I accept myself? Do I accept myself as I am, instead of always thinking that I'm a problem? And, you know, there's can be, even if you haven't had an eating disorder, you know, like, what's your self-critical voice like? You know, what's that? What are your inner voice landscape? Are they humorous? Are they supportive? Are they nurturing, you know, giving like constructive feedback? Or are they assholes to you? So, you know, it's really important, because there's no way that we're not going to have like surprises and twists and turns in life. Like, you got to have an inner landscape that's very, very supportive. Anyway, this little side note, but going back to clothes, I am curious, you know, what kind of clothes do you hang on to? Are they, I have to be a certain way to have them, or this just like expresses my essence and nails me as I am, you know, and I just love them. So just to think about that, because again, if your relationship with clothes is I have to manipulate myself in order to feel good in this, and also that kind of reflects like I have to manipulate myself in order to be okay in life, that's exhausting. You know, the power, the relief, the juice, the magic is here I am. I'm good as I am, and I'm going to show up as I am. And I don't need to keep efforting to be okay. I already am okay. So that's my magic message. I wish you a very, very beautiful day.